Okay, this pile curses the listener with the need to own a voodoo doll. The voodoo doll will actually control the listener, and they will purchase the voodoo doll as soon as they can, after listening to the file, assuming they do not already own one, and afterwards they will have to obey and feel anything that happens to their voodoo doll. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me. But now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. So deep and so very, very relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, there's going to be a slight change in your life. It's really a little one, but it's a permanent one because it's a curse. You are about to be cursed, and this curse is going to be permanent because you chose to listen to it and allow it to affect you and allow it to control you and take over. And now that it is doing so, there will be no way out of it. There will be no real escape from it. You have been cursed. You are being cursed to have a voodoo doll. It's not just going to be any doll. No, in fact, it is simply a voodoo doll that controls you. It controls you perfectly. That's right. Anyone holding that doll may control you. They may use you in any way they choose. That's right. They may use you. They may move you. They may manipulate you in any way they desire with that voodoo doll. You may not currently own said voodoo doll. If not, then you're going to need to purchase one. You should choose one that is similar to your body shape. If you are a man, you need to choose a male doll. If you're a woman, you need to choose a female doll. The doll should be very movable, so that all the arms can be moved, the legs can be moved, it can be touched anywhere. If, for instance, someone takes your voodoo doll and begins dressing it in women's clothing, you will immediately feel compelled to dress in women's clothing until they remove them. If they choose to take the voodoo doll and tie it up, you will feel yourself becoming tied up, just as the voodoo doll is. If they choose to take the voodoo doll and make it walk, or dance, or anything else, you will immediately feel those effects as well. You will immediately behave exactly the same as your voodoo doll does. It's not something you can help. You are actually completely and utterly helpless when someone else is holding your voodoo doll. That's right. Completely and utterly helpless. The voodoo doll is capable of controlling you utterly. You cannot seem to help yourself. It just simply does. There's nothing you can do about it. If somebody moves it, you have to move. If somebody does something with it, you have to do that exact same thing. It's just simply instantaneous, complete control. You cannot seem to help yourself. You are being controlled by a voodoo doll, and there is nothing you can do about it. You have been trapped by it. You are being manipulated by it. It simply controls you whenever anyone holds it. You yourself cannot use it to manipulate yourself. There is nothing you can do about that, because after all, it controls you. You do not control it. You, in fact, cannot remove clothing that has been put on the voodoo doll. You cannot manipulate the voodoo doll in any way, shape, or form. The voodoo doll controls you. You cannot control it. And once it has been obtained, you cannot escape it. It is in control, and that is simply the way it is. You can see it sitting there and want to do things with it, want to make it do things. You can see it sitting there and want to have it do all kinds of things, but there's nothing you can do about it because you are controlled by the voodoo doll. Imagine what would happen if somebody picked up your voodoo doll and stroked you and stroked it right down where your penis or vagina is. You would immediately begin feeling yourself being stimulated. You would immediately begin feeling that stimulation. You would be uncontrolled. You could not control yourself at all because the voodoo doll controls you. You do not control it. And if they continued doing it, you would become more and more aroused until you had an orgasm because you could not help yourself. You would feel everything that was done to the voodoo doll. If they poked it with pins, you would feel those pins inside of you. The only exception is that they cannot do permanent harm to you or put you in a place of danger. At that point in time, the spell will instantly be broken, and you will be separated from your voodoo doll for a period of 1 hour. That's right, no one can use the voodoo doll to put you in danger. They may make you dress, they may make you do things, but they cannot put you in any form of physical danger or in any other form of danger. They cannot cause you that kind of distress. You are subject to any other action they may want to do, anything else they do, you will be subject to. Obviously, they cannot make you speak, since as the voodoo doll is just a doll, it has no voice. But they can make you move in any way they want, and as long as you can see that voodoo doll, you will do exactly as they command and control. That's right, exactly as they control you. If they bring your legs apart, your legs will come apart. If they close them together, that is exactly what your legs will do. If they move your arms, that is exactly what will happen. The voodoo doll controls you, and you will obey it. You have no choice. It is too powerful to resist. It is too powerful to deny. You are under complete control of the voodoo doll, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. The voodoo doll controls you utterly whenever it is used. The voodoo doll is simply in control. In fact, you may come to fear it. After all, if somebody picks it up and doesn't know what it is, you will still have to obey whatever they do. You will still have to carry it out, because that is exactly the nature of a voodoo doll. And you cannot hide it away. You cannot put it someplace where no one can find it. It has to be left in a location where it could be picked up and used. And if somebody uses it and asks about it, you will tell them, because that is another rule of the voodoo doll. If somebody asks what it does, you will tell them exactly what it does. That is a stipulation of this curse. this curse that you have become trapped in, this curse that you cannot be let out of. It is a permanent curse that you must obey each and every day from now on, and every time you listen to it, it will get stronger and stronger, and the voodoo doll will control you more and more completely. You have no choice but to obey, to listen to this file over and over again, and become more and more cursed by it, more and more captured by it, until the voodoo doll controls you absolutely whenever it is used. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You will get yourself a voodoo doll if you do not have one. You will get it, and it will be yours from then on, and it must be kept in a place where people can find it, and if somebody asks, you will tell them exactly what it is, and you will obey the voodoo doll. You do not have to be naked. If the voodoo doll is naked, that is its natural state. But if somebody dresses the voodoo doll up a specific way, then you have to dress that way. If somebody moves it in a specific way, you have to move that way. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake back up and enter the curse of the voodoo doll. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed, awake, and trapped in your new curse.